Good morning. Going to continue the sugya of bar. As we discussed last week, if a person goes in the middle of the street, he digs a ditch, and someone falls in and gets hurt, there's a chi of mazik, there's a chi of the person's chai of bar. Now, besides for the chi of an Rishus HaRabim, we find that there are certain obligations in Rishus HaYachid as well, even on your private property. And that is, if a person digs a bar right next to the edge of his property, within four tefachim of the street, and someone who's walking on the street, or shar, or a person walks and falls in, there is a chiv. Although you're doing it on your private property, nevertheless, because the derech is people are, to a certain degree, klotzes, and if it's that close to Rosh Hashanah, they are alul to, at some point, trip or fall off, especially when it gets crowded, the streets can get crowded, there can be a lot of traffic. So it is rogel for a person to go over the line to a certain degree. And therefore, any bar within four tefachim, even though it's on your private property, nevertheless, that has a halacha of a bar b'shus harabim, and a person would have it would be chayiv for the damage that occurs.
Is it permitted to trespass?
No. You're not allowed to trespass, but the derech is. It's within the four tefachim. That's normal, and therefore you have an achrayus for it. Now, the Ulam HaMishpat is medayik. The Sma point says that this is only when you're digging a bar next to a Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, on the property line between yourself and a neighbor, between two private properties, there this halacha doesn't apply. A neighbor is expected, you don't have traffic, you don't have a street, a thoroughfare, so a neighbor is expected to stay on his part of the property line, and therefore there's no din of harchaka of da'al tzvachim. You don't have to leave this buffer zone of four tzvachim. It's only when you're next to a street, it's not when you're next to a private property. The sma, nevertheless, is the ulma mishma is bedayik from the sma, that a certain amount of space you do need. If you dig your ditch mamish onto the border, then you're going to be responsible if a neighbor falls over. There is some sort of chiyuv. Ulma Mishpat argues. It says we don't find such a thing. It's only a street where there's an overflow crowd. There you have an obligation to go into your own rishus. However, next to a private property, he says, there's absolutely no chiyuv. He points out that we discussed in Layachba when we're talking about Niske Shchenim, there's extensive discussion how far you have to move your bar from another person's bar, from the other person's property. And there is no remez whatsoever that you have to have some form of harchaka, because otherwise the next-door neighbor may fall in. It's mashma over there. The only chi of harchaka on a bar is because of the damage you do to another bar. If for some reason there is no damage, for example, there's no bar next door, luma mishpat is medayik, there's no obligation to be nichnas atoch shaloi at all. Now, yeah. So if next to the street you put a fence, so obviously no one's in the street is going to fall through. What? Okay. Like this. When a person is trespassing, now let's say you have an unsafe condition in your house. Someone comes in uninvited and gets hurt. If we go back to our original case that we started with, the fellow who was the burglar who was on top of a roof, he fell through a skylight, and he they settled for $1 million. So that might be true in civil law. In halacha, the Sma says, the homeowner tells the person, who asked you to come in? You had no business being here. And therefore, even though if it's literally a death trap, it was something which was clearly dangerous, nevertheless, no one asked you to come. There's absolutely no chi of mamon. Now, to be clear, there is, in very many cases, a chi of maika. The din of osisa maika l'gagelcha, and lo'isasin dam b'vesecha. There's an iser d'oraisa to have an unsafe condition, any place where a person could get hurt. So if you have a roof, there's no mica. There's a chiyuv to put the fence up. But if you don't, and someone falls off, if he was there shaloi b'rishos, there's certainly no chiyuv, because who asked him to come? And there's absolutely no chiyuv mamon in such a case.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. It's right. Correct. You don't see that there's a chiyum. Correct. You know, if you have a roof that no one's allowed to be there, but you know the derech is people go onto the roof to break into your house, you don't find that there is a chiyum maika. Yesterday someone asked me a shaila. He owns a property. I won't say where, and the roof is off limits to the tenants. On the other hand, he says that they are ruggle. Any time he goes up there, there are people up there doing drugs. So he wants to know, does he have a chi of Maika? What? Push them off. Okay. What? No, so in that case, and practically speaking, he locked the roof, because what does he want people doing drugs on his property? But to say there's a chi of Maika when the person's not allowed to be there, and he's there shaloi kedin, doing things shaloi kedin, and he might fall off because he's too high to realize which way is the door and which way is the roof, so it's hard to be machai of someone to build a fence because of that. But, what? You know, no one discusses it, but there is malkum to say that there wouldn't be a chiyuv. Halavai that if he was a drug, if they say drugs, it must mean that he's a guy. Halavai. So, okay. What? Okay. Again, for liability reasons, he just locked the roof. It's a much simpler way of dealing with the problem. Anyway, so that being said, that's in a case where they're trespassing shaloi kedin, even if there's a bar, an exposed pit, and something happens, then there's certainly no chiyuv, because who asked them to come in the first place? What's interesting is that probably the most common case, or what comes up, is not discussed in the poskim at all. And that is, what happens if you invite a guest? You invite a guest into your house, and you don't mention to him that you happen to have a pit in the middle of the property. And he comes in, and he's walking around, and he falls in. Are you responsible or not? On one hand, it's private property. On the other hand, he had rishus to be here. He certainly was not trespassing. So the only... Oh, it's like this. So the only makar is, the Aruch HaShulchan says that we find the machlokes in Simin Shin Sadiches, that if you invite someone to bring his shor into your property, he walks in with his shor, and your shor is mazik his shor. Now, normally, if someone comes into your property and your shor, your dog bites him, who asked him to come in? But here, the discussion is you invited him in. So the Gemara brings out a machlokas. When you invite someone into your house, do you mean, are you implicitly being makabel shmira? Come in, it's safe, I'll take care of you. In which case, if your shor is mazik his shor, you're going to be responsible, you're makabel shmira. Or do we say no? When I say come in, I'm giving you permission. You're not a goslin, you're not a trespasser. But you come into my house, people in their houses have all sorts of interesting pets. They'll have a shor, they'll have other things, there are certain hazards there. So when I invite you to come in, I come in at your own risk. I don't mind, I give you permission, but I'm not taking any responsibility. So this is a machlokes, and Simin Shin Tzadiches, the Mechaber says that you're potter. Inviting someone in is not any form of Kabbalah, Shmira. It's enter at your own risk. So if anything happens, if your shor attacks his, you have no liability. If he wants to come in, he does it at his own risk. However, the Ramah brings down the other shittas that hold that you are responsible. That there's an expectation when you invite someone into your house, you're Makabal Shmira, and therefore if your shor attacks his, you're going to be responsible. Now, although seems to be the Ramah's psak, nevertheless, the Taz over there says it's a midei steka loy nafka, it's a steka dedina, and you cannot be maitzim amen. You cannot force the person to pay. You can always say, kimli like the shita zemachaber. So based on the Aruch HaShulchan says that when the same halacha of a shor would apply to a bar. If you have a bar in your rishus, and you invite someone in, so according to the machaber, it's enter at your own risk, and if he falls in, you're going to be potter. According to the Ramah, there's an implied Kabbalah Shmira, and if anything happens, the Balabayas will be Chayiv. The Halacha, with the Taz holds the Sekhad Dina, you cannot be Maitzi Mam. Yeah, L'chair, if you inform him, come into my house, you should know there's a trap over here, stay away, then it's Pashut. He was Peshay. Any time where the person should have seen it, you know, it's a shor pikeach b'yoyim. Even a shor that walks into a bar, unless there's a good excuse, like it was at night, or it was a shor katan, shayitza, whatever the case was, if it shouldn't have fallen in, if it's his negligence, if you will, the bahal bar is not chayiv. So the same thing by a person. In a case where he was warned, there is a pit here, and he ignores that warning, he forgets about it, it was his pshia, and there clearly there would be no chayiv. The question over here is when you don't inform. Now, so the Aruch HaShulchan says that this halacha is totally in the case of the shor. Now the Pesach Chayshon points out that you can't. It's the dimyon is not exact, because by when a shor comes into your rishus, we can talk about whether you're makabel shmira on that shor. When a person enters, you invite a guest. You're never makabel shmira on a person. You're not a shomer on a person. So the Aruch HaShulchan's dimyon seems to be is that if you hold like the Mechaber that there's no Kabbalah Shmira, you're basically telling the person to enter at your own risk. So if that's true by a shor, who adin by a person? Because a person can do what he wants in his own property, he can have a bar, you have no expectations of whether there'll be a danger or not when you're invited in as a guest, so it's at your own risk. And if anything happens, it's not the Baal HaBor's or the landlord's responsibility. By shanking the Ramah, that whenever you invite someone, you're basically taking achrayus for him. So even putting aside the achrayus, you're basically, when you're inviting him in, you're warranting this is a safe place to go to come in. Don't worry, nothing will happen to you. And therefore, if there is a bar, you would have a chiyuv to warn him about it. And otherwise, there would be a chiyuv mamon. What? Yeah, that's true. So if a person comes into the bar and dies, then erech rabbi. Your responsibility cannot be worse than a bar b'shus harabim. And shor v'lo'adam chamor v'lo'kein means you're going to be patur. But that's only when a person dies. The person gets hurt, there's a hezek, there b'shus harabim, there is a chiyav, it's not nismayit from the gezeiros hakasuv, so in the b'shus hayochid as well. Now going back to your point, the same way if you warn the person, you invite him in but you warn him, by the way, there's a bar over here, certainly there would be no chiyav moment if he falls in. The same thing is true if it's expected. You invite someone in to go swimming, and the pool, there's water there, the person slips, and his attorney tells him that he has a great case, he can sue you for a slip and fall. In that case, clearly in halacha, there will be no chiyuv, since he knew good and well he's coming into a pool, it's normal for there to be water, for it to be slippery. So if he was Peshea Benafsha, if he's not careful in something which he's expected to be there, certainly there's no chiyuv mamoin, and there'd be no makum to be mechayev. There really would be no heter to sue a person in such a case. You got him a hefset, and it's shalak yedin, api halacha. There's no achrayas for such a case. Now this is a bar b'shus hayachid. So as we pointed out, if you're within four tefachim of a street, then you're certainly chayiv. If you're next to a private property, according to Sma, you have to leave a minimal amount. According to Ulam HaMishpat, you don't have to leave anything. If it's within your rishos, there's no if he's trespassing, there's certainly no obligation. If you invite him in, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's a machloikis, but at the end of the day, it's going to be hard to be moitzi mamon, because even in Simen Shintatiches, it's a sveka dedina. Let's go back to the street again. In a street, we all understand, if you dig a bar in the middle of the street, you make a nice big pothole, and someone drives by and gets hurt, halacha is, that's a bar b'shus harabim, you're going to be chayiv. That being said, we do find certain cases, certain exceptions, where you're allowed to create a bar b'shus harabim. The Mishnah says, it gives a list of things, that of 10 takanos, that al-manas ken hinchel Yeshua es aretz. When Yeshua divided Eretz Yisrael among the Shvatim, he made certain preconditions. You want the land, you can take it, but there are certain rules that you have to abide by. And one of the conditions are that if a person wants to put Zevel out in the street, apparently when you took, it was an advantage, the Zevel, when people would walk by and step on it and trample on it, it would make the Zevel better. So the halacha is you're allowed to put it in the streets, although it is a takala. People could slip, people could get hurt. It's to a certain degree, a bar b'shus harabim. Nevertheless, because it is a tzairich, it's something which like the risk is fairly minimal, and there is a tremendous tzairich for it, Yeshua made a tzai, and it is mutter to put it out. Now, this exemption is limited. Zevel is mutter because it's needed and because it's a minimal risk. On the other hand, to put out straw, to put out things which are more slippery, there's a greater danger, and there, Yeshua, there was never any rishus. So it was only when it's needed and it's a minimal danger, there Yeshua made this tanai, and you're allowed to put it out, although it is a certain level of danger to the people in the street. Now, although it's mutter to put it out, nevertheless, if someone gets hurt, you're going to be responsible. In other words, the tanai, this takana was not do it, and don't worry what happens. This takana is, you can do it at your own risk. So if something happens, someone gets hurt, it's your responsibility. You're going to have to pay the person. But it's more, even though normally you cannot dig a bar and say, I'm going to dig it, but if anything happens, I'll pay for it, don't worry. You have no right to create a takala and reshus rabim in the first place. These specific cases, you're allowed to make the takala, but you're still going to be responsible for the consequences. If anyone gets hurt, you're going to have to pay them for that hafsid. Correct, correct. It's mutter to do so. You're not a gazan, you're not a mazik, you don't have lifnei iver, whatever the isser normally is of making a takala b'rishus rabim. But if someone gets hurt, you have to pay. There's no incentive for Yeshua to go ahead and release the person from liability. At the end of the day, you cause the response, you cause the damage, you pay. The heter was, we don't say that because 1 in 1,000 people will get hurt, therefore no one's allowed to do this. That Yeshua said, no, it's a minimal risk, it's something which is needed for people, and therefore it's kedai to allow it even though it's a takala. But on the dinei mamonis, certainly the regular chiyuvim will still apply. What? That you're allowed to. If an Erlich Yid wants... What? You won't get malchus. If someone wants to know, am I allowed to do this? You're allowed to do it. Without this takana, it would be also your Baal Aveira for doing it. Now, you might get away with it. It's only if someone gets hurt that you'll actually have to pay. But what you did is usur, even if you happen to have gotten lucky and no one got hurt. Takana was, it is mutter. You're allowed to do this. L'chachila. And any farmer takes his zevil, puts it out, and that's part of life. Now, before anyone goes ahead and dumps their manure in the street in front of their yard, the Aruch HaShulchan says this only applied back then when the streets were dirt roads, there was no kepeda. He said today where they're paved, things are expected to be completely smooth. Here, he says this takana will not apply. Now, another part of this takana, which is more relevant today perhaps, is that if a person is doing construction, so we find two halachas. The first halacha is if you're doing construction in the city. So you have to bring in these big steel beams. You have all sorts of supplies. And you have to put it somewhere. You can't put it inside the building. The building's going up. So halacha is that if a person is building, he's allowed to bring in the rocks, the building material, into the street and put it there and then put it into the building. You're allowed to keep it in the street for a limited amount of time. Now, the halacha is clear. You're not allowed to go ahead and set up a factory middle of the road to start mixing the cement, creating bricks, and then building. You have to make the bricks elsewhere. But when you bring them there, the halacha is, even though normally you can't just park yourself and put things in the street, however, if you're doing construction, you are allowed to bring them, put them down temporarily until you actually go ahead and put it into the building. This is another case which it's a tzairich. You can't really build otherwise, so for a limited amount of time, you are allowed to create a takala birshus rabim. Now, a second halacha is that when a person is digging, so the person has to, person's building, he has to dig for his foundation. So the halacha is you're allowed to dig into the street. Now, there's a machlokes rishonim had to understand this gemara. Some Rishonim, the Rashba learns, it means, and the Tor learn, it means literally. If you're building your skyscraper, and this is in Manhattan, every inch of space is important, you're building on the property line. Now, if you're building on the property line, the foundation, which is generally has to be wider than the building, has to actually go into the street underneath. So the Rashba learns that if you're digging, if you have to dig the street to get that foundation underneath, he says, this is also going to be mutter. And in this case, if while you're digging, someone gets hurt, the halacha is your potter. You have no liability. Now, many achroinim and some yeshayinim are matmiyah. And they say, what do you mean? Why is this different than all the other takanos? When Yeshua came along and said, you can put your zevil in the street because we need it, you're allowed to do it. But it's that you're liable. If anything happens, you pay for it. Why over here is it different? Why over here, if you dig into the street, are you completely potter, you're completely exempt from anything that happens? So the Rashba says there's a very basic difference. Zevel, having zevel in the street is helpful. It processes it, makes it better, and it's very good for the farmers. But you can survive without it. It's not everyone needs to do it. If you're a blacksmith, you have no advantage or milo or incentive to start allowing zevel in the streets. And the zevel also, it's something you could live without. Nevertheless, Yeshua, the takanas Yeshua was, that it's kedai to make such a takana. It's kedai to let people put it in, but they'll remain liable. When it comes to construction, you're building your foundation, that's something everyone needs to do. Everyone, when they go ahead and they build their house, they're going to have to build a foundation, and they're very likely going to have to dig up the street. In that case, since it's a tzairich that everyone needs, so they already, the takana went further. The takana was, this is something which is mutar l'chila, and there's no liability. You're not being peshe at all. There they patered you lagamri, and therefore the Rajba learns, and then the Uma Mishpat also passes, and the Torah passing like this, that digging the street is okay in this case, and there's zero liability. Now, most poskim argue, and they say the case is not talking about where you're digging literally into the street. If you're digging in the street, they say there's always liability. What we mean over here is that although we said before normally you have to have four tzvachim setback, even on your private property, you have to be four tzvachim away because it's very common for people to fall over. So in this case, when you're doing construction, you have to build your foundation, we can't go ahead and tell you your foundation has to be four tzvachim away. For that, it's your private property, it's temporary, you need it for building, there you have no obligation whatsoever. So there, since it's in your private property, if in cases where you're allowed to dig up to the border, there's no chi of mamon. But according to the way the Sma learns, and according to most places, if you actually dig into the street, that if anything happens, there certainly will be liability because the takana was only going to get issur v'heter. But if anything happens, if there's any hezek, then you certainly would have to pay. No, because even your own rishus, the halacha is that you cannot dig a bar within four tefachim of a street. Because there's overflow crowd, people will in the street will fall, or it's common for them to get hurt. Therefore, you have to move away four tefachim. So this halacha, when you're building a foundation, things are different. That's talking about in that four tefachim. And there, since it's, at the end of the day, it's private property, besides the fact that it's mutter, if anything happens, there's no liability, you don't have to pay for any hezek. Well, partially. You know, normally, four tzvachim is aser. Here, it's mutter because there's a tzairich. You don't need it as far as the Rajba. The Rajba has to explain why, when it comes to zevel in the streets, even though we allowed you to do it, you're liable if there's damage. When it comes to digging, we allowed you to do it and we patted you. So the Rajba has to say, this is better, this is a more extreme case, because everyone needs it and it's for everyone, and therefore we're going to patter you. According to the other poskim that we're talking about in your own rishus, so the svara is very simple. When you're in the street, where it's a rishus rabim, if you do it, you have liability. Your private property, the din of dalar tefachim doesn't apply when you're doing something which is a tzairah. So you don't need the svara as far as the Rajba said. So again, to briefly recap, in a street where you're digging a bar in a street, it's going to be aser. We have limited cases where there's a tzairich, there's a takanas Yehoshua, that you're allowed to put things in the street when it's a minimal amount of danger, and it's a tzairich, and it's a tzairich for the rab, for many people. Nevertheless, if anything happens, you're going to be chayiv. The one possible exception is when you're digging a foundation, according to the Rajba, even if you're digging into the street, you're potter, according to the Sman, according to many other poskim, that the p'tur is only when you're digging in your private property within four tefachim of the street. Now, let's take a step back for a moment and discuss what is the underlying chiyuv of bar. Why are you chayiv if you dig a bar and someone gets hurt? Now, the hezek of bar is very different than the other hezekos that we've had until now. Adam hamazik, it isn't. Adam HaMazik is a person takes a brick, he smashes a window. It's Adam HaMazik. Now, we spent a lot of time discussing Garmi, that even when if a person causes damage, even if it's not direct physical damage, nevertheless, if it's Miyad, if it's Bari Hezekah, he meets a number of conditions, if it's that his actions would certainly cause a Hezek, and didn't require anyone else's ma'isa, there very often is a chiyuv of garmi. However, the Ramban and Dina de Garmi speaks out, bar is not a garmi. And the reason for that is when you dig a bar, you're not actively hurting someone. All you're doing is you're setting the stage. There's now a hole, And if a person walks by, doesn't watch where he's going, he falls in, he'll fall in. It'll be the impact that will hurt him. But he walked into the bar. He is the one, you're not the one that actually hurt him. You just set the stage. On top of that, besides the fact that it's not a direct action, it's also not Bari Hezeka. There are many potholes in the city. Many of them get filled before anyone gets hurt. So just because you dog a bar, it's certainly a danger for the tzibur, but it's not Bari Hezeka. There's no certainty that someone will actually get hurt. And for Garmi, to actually be Machayev someone to pay Al Tilchus Garmi, you need Bari Hezeka. The absence of that, there is no Chi of Mamet. So why is Bar Chayev? So ultimately, at the end of the day, it's a Gzeres HaKasev. Teres Machayev Bar. But there's a Machlokes in the Gemara, why the Baal HaBar is Chayev. One sheet of hold because of the Chavata. And that's perhaps the simple way of understanding a bar. The impact. When you dig a bar, a person falls down, he gets hurt from the impact. Since you caused it, it was you digging the bar that created this drop. Now, when a person gets hurt because of the impact, it's going to be your responsibility. The other sheet says no. That impact is grum, or perhaps even less than a grum. You didn't do anything. It's the person's weight. He's hurting himself. The chiyah for bar is because of the hevel. When you dig a bar, especially when it's deep and narrow, the air inside the bar is somehow unhealthy, whether it's stale, it's hot, or whatever, however you understand the word hevel, I'm not sure exactly what it means. But because people get hurt when they fall into the bar because of the hevel, because of the lack of air, or because of the foul and the stale air that's in the bar, and that is the chiyah. The Gemara says, even when a person gets hurt, he falls into a bar and breaks his leg, nevertheless, we say the hevel had to do with it, otherwise he wouldn't have broken his leg. It was the hevel that caused not just the misa, but hevel could cause the damage as well. Now, halacha l'maisa, we paskin that the chiyuv of bars is for both of them. You're chayev for both hevel and both for chavata. So the prate dinim on this is not sinageya. The only real nafkamina is that if you dig a bar, even if you put padding, you put pillows on the bottom, where the impact is not that hard. Nevertheless, if the bar is deep and narrow, then we say there's hevel in the bar, and if the person gets hurt, or if the shor gets killed, we assume that it's because of the hevel, and you're responsible even though it was padded, even though the impact itself clearly did not cause the hezek. So hevel is something that you created. Hevel doesn't exist in a bar. So when you are digging the bar, is the equivalent of you creating the hevel. So you didn't put him in there. But once he's in there, the way the Chazonish explains it is your hevel like suffocated him. That's the way the Chazonish says it. It's like he did a ma'isa, as opposed to if it's just the chavata, the impact. Your mama didn't do a ma'isa. Your mama was just the person fell on it. He weighs a lot. He felt, gravity, and he hit it hard. The hevel is considered, the hevel is yours. It's shnei dvar meinu b'shusa shal adam v'asan kasim kileim b'shusa. So it's considered your thing, your moment, and the hevel did an action, as opposed to the chavata, which is completely passive. Correct. The action of your moment, really. It doesn't mean your ma'isa be a dive. It's not adam ha'masik, but this hevel, which is yours, went ahead and suffocated him, and that would be considered a form of moment ha'masik. Sure. So the halacha is like this. There's only hevel when the bar is deep and narrow. If its depth and its width are the same, or if it's wider than it is deep, then there's enough air coming in and out, then there's no hevel. So in a case like that, if there's a drop and the impact could hurt him, we hold your chayev for either one. We pass on your chayev for both. But if you pad the bottom and it's wide enough that there's air circulating, there's no hevel, there's no chavato. And in that case, if anything happens, you basically say it's an inus. Now, the chiyuv of bar is only when the damage or the death is expected. A bar has to, for the inyan misa, a bar has to be 10 tzvachim deep. Because 10 tzvachim is enough to kill a person or an animal. Less than 10 tzvachim is not. If a shor falls into a bar that's 9 tzvachim and it dies, you can say, I'm very sorry, it's an inus. What I did is not enough to cause the misa. If it did die, it wasn't because of me. It was an oinus, it was a weak shar, whatever it was. And there's no chiyabar. Chiyabar is only when the hezek should have happened from what I did. Now, what that's negeya for? It's really only negeya from misa. If a shor for now, an adam is anyway. There's no chiyav on the misa's adam. But if an animal falls into a bar of nine tefachim and it dies, the baal bar is going to be patur. For hezek, you do not find there's any required depth. Because to hurt yourself, you don't need 10 tzvachim. People can hurt themselves on even much less, and therefore any type of bar you'd be chayiv for the hezek. Now, interestingly, the Yamsha Shleima does make one rule. He says that although there's no shear for nezikin, and a pit of any size can cause damage, he says it has to be at least 3 tzvachim. And he says we find anything less than 3 tzvachim, whether it's a hill or whether it's a bar, it's ka'aris and mechtadami. There's lawwood. We basically ignore differences of 3 tvachim. And therefore, the Yamashal Shalom says, the same way we find it in Negev, other halachas, it's true by a bar as well. And you would not be responsible for a hezek if the bar is less than 3 tvachim deep. The Shach brings down the Yamashal Shalom and Bleib Tzarechion. And Pesach Choshen points out that a bar, the classic case of a bar is when you dig a ditch. Someone falls in, he gets hurt, you're responsible to pay. However, if you hold your chayiv mishum chavata, you're chayiv for the impact, the Gemara says, if you create a hill and someone falls off the hill and gets hurt, you're responsible as well. On top of that, if you have avnei sakinu maso, you have a rock, you have a knife, you have something that you put into the street, or it ends up in the street, and the person trips on it, you're also going to be responsible. Pesach Choshen points out, a person's knife is usually not 3 tefachim high. So he says, it's mistavra that even the Yamsha Shleima that says that there's this minimum amount of 3 tefachim, that's only talking about when you dig a bar. So there it has to be 3 tefachim deep. However, if you have an obstacle that's in the street and someone falls onto a knife, falls onto a blade, just because the blade is only a half an inch thick, the bottom line is, it's a blade, it's sharp, certainly could cause hezek, and therefore he says in that case, it's partially even the Yamsha Shleima wouldn't argue.
So, you're suggesting that the Gemara says there's no shield in Zokim, that means we ignore causality? Or the same way that the Torah said that a bor test is not nameless, so, Anachanami, a bor, there would be potential for your bor on anything, less except for these that may be longer or whatever. Wouldn't we also say the same thing that it's an
onus? Mistavra, I don't. Mistavra, I didn't see anyone that said it mefurish, but it's very, very mistavra like that. The difference is that by misa, there's an assumption that the cutoff is 10 tzvachim. Once you're under that, then the mazik would have to prove that, you know, the question is who the burden of proof is on. Less than 10 tzvachim, no matter what your potter. On Hezek, if the Mazik wants to say it shouldn't have happened, he's going to have to bring in the doctors and he's going to have to establish that this is something which is an oinus. Otherwise, there's no shear that's given in the Torah. It's something which is going to be pretty hard to establish. Because I don't know how common it is for people to fall into pits. And to prove that this is something that shouldn't have happened, you're going to have a pretty large sample size that many other people fell in, and this kind of damage is just unheard of. But it's mistavro. It's not worse than an adam, where also the concept you find this mostly. Okay, so you're actually bringing up another important point. Okay, so let me address that. It's a little bit out of order. Let me address it. The classic case of bar is you dig a ditch, someone falls in, and we pointed out there are two reasons why the person gets hurt. There's hevel, there's this bad air in the bar, and it's chavata, the fact that he hit the bottom of the bar. Now, a very simple nafkamina is, what happens if you dig, instead of digging a ditch, you make a little bit of a, you make a hill in the street, you make a little mountain over there, someone is walking, he doesn't realize it, he falls down and gets hurt. So the Gemara says, whether you're responsible or not depends on what the chiyuv of bar is. If the chiyuv is because of the impact, so what's the difference when you hit the bottom of the pit or whether you fell off the top of a cliff? The impact is the same, and you're going to be responsible to pay. On the other hand, the reason why chayv vayabar is not the impact. The impact is karka oilam hazikosla. It's that's the grama word. It's passive. That's not your responsibility. The chiyuv is because of the hevel, this bad air that's in the bar. So if you just make a little ramp in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim where the person falls off, there's no hevel on the bottom of the bottom of the ramp. So in that case, you're going to be patur. So that's what the Gemara. Now again, halacha l'maisa, we hold your chayv for both. So when you dig, when you dig a ramp or a tell Bereshis Rabbim, the person falls off, you're going to be responsible. The problem is like this. The problem is that in a case of a bar, you fell into the bar. If you fell into the bar, you're responsible for chavata. If you hold your chayiv for chavata, you're responsible for the impact in the bottom of the bar. What happens if a person trips on your bar and falls outside the pit? So there's a chavata, there's an impact. But the impact is on karka ilum. It's not on your property. It's not in your bar. It's outside the bar. So Taisus learns off the Gemara in Nun Gimel that seems to say that you're patur in that case. The Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel. That if you call a kriya, you fall backwards. Taisus says you're going to be patur. Taisus says we have a stira. On one hand, we're saying if you fall off a ramp, you're chayav. Now you fall off a ramp, you're hitting the karka ilum. On the other hand, we're saying if you trip in a bar and you fall behind the bar, where you're not, in that case, since you didn't fall into the bar, the Baal bar is pater. So how do these two halachas stem? So Taisus in one answer says Enochanami. He says really your pater is your only chayiv when your impact is in the bar. What do we mean when we say that if you build a mountain or a hill and you're just around you fall off your chayiv? It means besides building that hill, you also dug a little bit underneath. You went 5 tefachim up, 5 tefachim down, and therefore that's that karka, that area that you hit is considered your karka, your bar, and you're responsible for it. Now, if you follow that teretz, it comes out that your classic case, you put a banana peel in the street. Someone comes by and he trips, and he falls on the street. The halacha is your patur. Because the chavata, he didn't hurt himself on the banana peel. The banana peel was going on the slip, but he hurt himself on Karka Ilam. And therefore, according to this Pshat in Taisus, there'd be no Chiyav Bar. Now, the Mechaber paskins like this Taisus. The Mechaber says very clearly, if you trip on, if someone puts an Avnei Sikinu Masai, Yerub Rishus Rabin, and a person trips on it, but he gets hurt on the Karka Ilam, the Mechaber paskins that you're going to be potter. So according to this, it comes out, all these slip and fall cases, the only time you're really responsible is if you put a knife and someone is a big enough klotz to fall on the knife, so now your knife caused the hezek. If you put a rock and someone trips and he falls, he hits himself on the rock, your rock is, it's your chavata, you're going to be responsible. But in the typical case where you went ahead and you tripped someone, you put a banana peel, but the impact was next to it, was on karka olam, according to the mechaber, you're going to be patur. Now, this is not Muslim Lakol. Taisus has another teretz. Taisus says that you're responsible. If you cause the person to fall, you're responsible no matter what. He's doicha the Gemara Daf Nun Gimel, that there the reason why the person fell is someone was making noise. There was another reason. So according to Taisus, the second teretz, as long as you cause the fall, if you put the banana peel and someone falls, regardless of where he hits, you're going to be responsible for the resulting damage. However, the Mechaber, as I mentioned, does not bring down this second teretz. Mechaber clearly writes, you're only responsible if you get hurt on the Karka Habar or on the actual Avnei Sikinu Masai. The Goyin shall sue the other Rishonim, the Ramban and the other Rishonim, that follow Taisus' second Teretz. So it could be it's a Sveka Dedina. If you're Taifis, the Chazanish says, if you're Taifis, if the Nizik is Taifis, you won't be able to be Moitzi from him. But as halacha l'mais, if you mechayev a person, most cases of bar where you just cause, as long as the impact is not in the bar itself, it's going to be very hard for a bezin to actually be mechayev a person. Now, a potential exception to this is what happens if someone, it's a bar b'rishus hayachid. Either it's within four tzvachim, or in the other case, if you invite someone into your property, and we're going according to the shittas that you're responsible. If you invite someone in your property, you're responsible for what happens. So in that case, if someone's in your property and he trips and he falls, so how do you deal with that case? On one hand, he didn't fall on the bar; he tripped on the banana peel, and then he fell on the carpet. So in a way, you can say he didn't fall. The chavata is not part of the bar, and perhaps he's pater. And the Shilta Giboyrim and Daf Yud Gimel and in Bava Kama Taka says you're pater. However, the Chazon Ish argues. Chazon Ish says that since over here you caused him to fall, and he hit the ground in your property, even though that ground is just regular ground, it's not part of the bar. Nevertheless, you can't say that I have no. You can't just wash your hands and say I have nothing to do with this. You made him fall. He hit your karka, and therefore the Chazon Ish says, in such a case, you will not be able to use this taisvus, and in such a case, you'll be chayiv. So basically, if you have in the street, you put a banana peel, you put something, and someone trips, but he hits hits the karka of the street. There, the mechaber says you're going to be pater, and unless you're taisvus, you're not going to be able to be mitzi mamim. If it's in your private property, in a case where he's allowed to be there, or you go with the Aruch HaShulchan, so there already it is less clear. The other Chazon Ish says, if you cause him to fall and he hits your ground, even though it's not part of the bar, nevertheless, there would be a chi of mammon in such a case. Okay, so you actually just brought up another point, and that is snow. Because until now, we're talking about a case where you dug the bar. You dug a bar, so you were pishaya. If someone gets hurt, it's your responsibility. You're really introducing a new question. What happens if I didn't dig the bar? I didn't make the snow come. It snowed. What do you want from me? So that's a separate question, is if it comes mimela, if it's nothing to do with my actions, am I responsible to get rid of it? It's on my property. Sure. So that already is a separate discussion. When you are responsible, when you're not, we'll have to hold off for that for next week. So to briefly recap, a bar, there are two ways that it causes damage. There's the hevel, there's the bad air, and there's the chavata, there's the impact. The chiv of bar of the chavala is only when you fall into the bar. If you trip on the bar and you fall on karka olam, that the mechaber pasman is like the first tarot of Tosis, you're going to be pater. There are those that argue, but again, halach lamais, you're not going to be able to mo'itz imam. In the opposite case, if a person puts a rock in the street, someone is walking down the street, he trips on his own. He, instead of falling onto the ground, he falls onto the rock and gets hurt. So there we say it's chavata didei. There we say the impact, since the impact was on your moment, on your bar, there you're going to be responsible. So even though he didn't cause him to fall, he tripped on his own, nevertheless, because the hezek happened because he hit your rock, there you're going to be responsible. What?
Mm-hmm.
Right. No, not in your power. You put a rock in the middle of the street, you had no business putting the rock there. This is a bar b'risha sarab. Now, when you put a rock in the street, there are two ways people can get hurt. People can trip on it, and people can trip into it. Now, if there's no rock there, he falls on the dirt, he catches himself, picks himself up, he moves on. If there's a rock there, now there's a danger. Now, I don't know what the probability is or how dangerous it is, but it is a takala b'risha sarab. And if you're going to make a takala, you're going to be responsible for the consequences. And therefore, even though the reason is really there are two things that cause the damage. There's, and assuming he tripped on something, there's the fact that he tripped, and there's the fact that he hit the rock. However, since he tripped on karka olam, he tripped on something which is hefker, there's no chiyah for that, so there we, according to Rav Nosson, we put the entire obligation on the Baal HaBar, person who put the rock there, and therefore he's going to be responsible. So the case of bar is not when you fall on a banana peel, trip on a banana peel, slip on a banana peel, and fall on the ground. The case is where your chayiv is the opposite case, where you fall on your own, or however it is that you fall, but you smash into the person's rock, his knife, whatever it may be. There it's chavata didei. There it's the impact on his mammon, and that is when you're going to be responsible for the chiyuv of bar.